What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my co-host, my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
So Kathy has been fighting off this cold, and it's been going around. It's just that type of year, I guess. It's cold and flu season, or actually, I don't know if a flu's going around here or not, but I'm on antibiotics, and Kathy's taking meds as well, so we're trying to beat this, but it is a time of year. It is the season, correct? So I guess I'll be talking maybe a little more today than Kathy, correct?
You always talk more.
I always talk more, okay. Well, I don't intend to do that. We're supposed to be a balanced show here as far as talking. So today we're going to talk about some auto insurance considerations. And also I looked up and got thinking that we started this show, Peace of Mind, in December. I went back on my photographs and my cell phone and kind of pinpointed the date that we started the show. And as of December 4th of 2020, that's our very first show. And it's been 4 years of doing this, which I can't believe we've been on the air for that long. You know, I first told Kathy about wanting to do a radio show. She thought it was a joke. And so my thoughts were that there were already some other shows on the air. There's Truth in Planning that I listen to quite a bit. State Planning with Kevin Tharp and Gary Anderson. That's a very good show and a very relevant show for a lot of people. There was also a show on the air locally about real estate. And so we've been listening to that show as well and enjoy listening to the real estate show. But my thought was that not everybody's doing estate planning. Not everybody is doing buying house or real estate. And those are very important topics. But the insurance is something that everybody has to deal with. Every single person that is over the age of 18 is going to be able to deal with the insurance policy.
Or have a car, yes.
Anybody that owns anything has a car. Right. So this show is a universal topic that is applicable to anybody that's an adult practically. Now, there are shows out there for, you know, financial shows I listen to. There's, for instance, maybe Dave Ramsey or, you know, people that are financial, Clark Howard. You know, there's different shows out there about personal finance. And that does touch into insurance because I've listened to them, what they have to say about insurance. And I don't always agree with what they have to say about insurance, actually. Particularly some of the shows I've heard of financial planning, I've heard them give advice that you don't need an umbrella policy if you don't own anything. And I don't go along with that premise because who's to say that somebody 21 years old that doesn't own anything, well, what if they're getting ready to inherit $1 million? You know, we don't know what somebody's financial situation could be. So I think that with it being a universal topic that everybody has to deal with, I thought the show was useful. Maybe the show is very boring. One of my customers or one of my competitors is like, man, Mark, you've got the most boring topic I could ever imagine trying to talk on the radio about. I was like, yeah, so I don't know how we make it exciting. But I think we try to interject some of the stories that we have to deal with. We deal with situations that are unpleasant, you know, every day. I mean, our industry exists because bad things happen to good people. And, you know, we're dealing with people's houses that have burned. We had a house burning to the ground like 2 weeks ago. We're dealing with people getting served papers on lawsuits. So we're getting people that have been injured, you know. So we've got a lot of bad things that happen. The insurance industry, just to showcase just this week, you know, that the CEO of United Healthcare is gunned down and an apparent hit. And we don't know all the circumstances of what that could be, but what I do know is I'm looking at the anger that is out there towards our industry. And a lot of people, we understand, just hate insurance. And it's discouraging as an agent sometimes because I know people out there are going to be upset with me or the agency just because they don't like insurance. And I got thinking, okay, this is what God has called me to do. And since I'm going to do it, I might as well do the very best job I can do it because mm-hmm. somebody's got to do it if I'm not or if Kathy's not. Mm-hmm. We are providing opportunities here for local people that work in our offices. We feel that we've given them a chance to advance with what we do. It's not just about all that we're doing. It's also they have opportunity there to advance and help people. So at the end of the day, even though we know that we're not seen in a favorable light in many times, we hope that after a claim they are. We hope in situations yeah. that people will appreciate having the correct coverage and being covered properly when it is the most.
I feel like we help people. People don't probably take it that way, but we're there when bad things happen. And, you know, people in our community, we want to be there. We want to help people through these, you know, bad times. A lot of the circumstances are out of our hands when it comes to the rates and what have you. And people somehow associate that with us. But the fact is we have no control over the rates. And people, I think, that's the most thing they're upset about, how much they're having to pay. Of course, you know, when you have assets and you've done different things in your life and you have a lot of things you've accumulated that you need to cover to protect yourself, that's our job, is to protect people and help them avoid situations and avoid, you know, exposures. So again, we're here to help people in the best way we can. So
I got thinking, you know, in the event of your house is burned to the ground, you know, At the end of the day, if you've had the proper coverage, even though you can't replace certain items, you can at least get to a point back of normalcy and something better. I was thinking about this here, just my mind thinking about things. I've been fortunate enough to go to Italy, and I went to Pisa, Italy. And in Pisa, there is what's called the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Mm-hmm. I don't believe anybody in the world would not know about the Leaning Tower of Pisa. That community is bringing in tons of money. I've got a point to this. So I'm sure when that tower was built and it started leaning, that the builders of that tower were probably distraught. I mean, it was probably a really bad thing. And something that appeared to be a bad thing turned out to be the best thing that could ever happen to them, where now that particular community is world renowned because of a Leaning Tower of Pisa. It was built on what's called alluvial soil, but that has generated probably jobs, opportunity for people in the whole area in Pisa, Italy, which is out in a remote area. And that's kind of like I'm related back to insurance. I mean, you may have a very bad tragedy, but at the end of the day, you may end up out of this with a brand new house. Everything's new. I've seen it happen before. We had one of our customers came on I think it was our second show ever had, where our customer's house burned to the ground. And at the end of the day, she came out with a brand new house. Everything's new. Everything's rebuilt. Everything's perfect. And she actually landed in a spot, at least from a house perspective, that was better than she was when she started. So in the insurance process, I did see it work that time, and I was very fortunate to feel that we had a hand in getting her back to a spot that she was actually better than when she started.
Well, I mean, the whole point of it is to get you back prior to the claim where you were previously. And, of course, if your house is older, we can't replace an older house. It'd have to be replaced new. That's why we always write replacement cost. But I do feel like people going through the process, it is not an easy process when that type of claim happens. And we try to be there every step of the way to help you. Ultimately, we're the kind of go-between, the claims department's the one that handles everything. We just make sure that they are handling it and that they're, you know, everything is being taken care of. And because you have to do an inventory and there's different steps you have to do. And we're there to walk you through all that. So that's the whole point of what we do.
That's really the what makes you feel good is when we have a success like that, right. And it isn't.
We just want to get you back to where you were before. That's yeah. the whole bar.
And that term for that is called indemnification, which means financially we can hopefully get you back in the same spot financially as you were before the claim happened. So, all righty. So we are going to talk some more after the break. It's time for a break, but this is our, I guess we call it our 4-year anniversary show, Be On The Air, and we've been very blessed to do this, and we hope we have helped somebody somewhere along the way. My name is Mark Moore, with my wife, Kathy Moore, and we'll be back after the break on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore, and we would like to let you know where we are located. We have 5 locations. 3 are called More Insurance Services, Inc., and we're located in Blairsville, Georgia, Hiawassee, Georgia, and Hazel, North Carolina. Our office in Blairsville is across the street from Home Depot, next to the post office there in Blairsville. We're in the South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we're in a separate section of the bank where we can help you with your insurance needs there in Blairsville. So come by and see us there. Our second location is in Hiawassee, Georgia, located at 150 South May Street, Suite C in Hiawassee. It's right next to the hospital in the red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And lastly, our main hub, which is in Hazel, North Carolina, located at 157 Highway 64 West, right there next to United Community Bank. Come by and see us there. We'll help you with your insurance needs there in Hazel. Our other location is called Mountain Insurance LLC. It's a division of More Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's right past So Good's restaurant there on the left, there on Highway 64. Come by and see us in Murphy. And our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance as well. We're located between United Community Bank and Burger King. So come by and see us there in Blue Ridge. You can also check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And check us out on Facebook and like us, please. And also you can request a quote on our website, as well as check out all these podcasts, radio shows. And we like to help you with your insurance needs.
Okay, so today we're looking back and realize that we've been doing the show for 4 years, so it's kind of our, I guess, our anniversary of a sorts. So I remember when I started this years ago, our first show, I think we were pretty nervous, right, Kathy? I mean, it was like we were getting on the radio and just going into uncharted territory and talking about a topic that we know so well. But even with that being said, you're nervous when you first start on the radio, basically. So hopefully we got better in 4 years, I hope. So, we appreciate the opportunity here to be able to do this on WJRB, and we hope that this show is useful for somebody somewhere, because everybody does have to be a consumer of insurance if you own a house or drive a car, and that's what we do, and it's applicable for practically anybody having to deal with the insurance policy. So today we're going to talk about maybe some personal auto, owning a car considerations. And a lot of times I just do a show based off just current things that are happening in the office. We had one yesterday where we've been sending out a renewal review. We're trying to at least reach out to our customers every renewal, and they're getting an email that gives them what I call an invite to go to our website, and they fill out a review on our website that we'll email back to us, and we'll take what information we've gleaned from the customer, and we compare that to what their policy says. So we had one yesterday. The customer had answered yes to, is your car used for delivery? And we didn't know exactly what or why he was delivering a product. And we emailed him back and found out that he had taken a part-time job delivering pizzas. Well, I looked through for Domino's. And so we got looking at his actual policy. And, I knew this from back being a risk management insurance major when I was at Appalachian State, that if your car is being used for delivery, or I guess this will be livery. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It's livery. But if you're hauling a passenger for a fee, you're in essence using your car as a taxi, and that's not going to be covered under your personal auto policy. And the same thing here.
Which means Uber.
Yeah, so we have people now that are doing Uber, they're doing Lyft. This particular customer here was delivering pizza, and in the event that there had been a situation where he was delivering a pizza and caused an accident and he's at fault, there would be no coverage. We reviewed the coverage form, and the particular policy he had, the particular company he had, did not have a way to buy the coverage to give him coverage for out there doing a, quote, delivery of food. So we had to go look at another option for him with a different company. In this case, it was Progressive, where they've got a coverage option that you can purchase for a fee that's going to give you coverage if you were to be in an accident while you're on a delivery. And so we've been addressing that with the customer today. As a matter of fact, it's going to be more money. You know, he had to buy, you know, a coverage for this, but hopefully that he'll have more money coming in by doing the deliveries than what the endorsement is going to cost him to be covered. But I'm glad we called it, because we would not have known otherwise in this situation. We going to say something, Kathy, or no? Okay. She's shaking her head. She's not talking today as much because she's recovering from her little,
I don't really have a voice.
You sound a little froggy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's we'll see how this plays out. But I'm hoping the customer will go ahead and we're going to have to cancel his existing insurance policy that doesn't give him the coverage, and also, you know, give him the policy that's going to cover him for this situation. With people being out there with Uber and Lyft, these companies that are using drivers to deliver their product or provide a service should be letting their employee know that this is an issue. I mean, I don't know, in this case here, I don't know why he was able to start delivering pizzas without being advised by his employer, hey, we have coverage for this, but guess what? You don't. And I know if you are an Uber or Lyft driver, there is a coverage that you can somehow obtain through those companies to cover you while you're out on the delivery. Now, the problem may arise, you need to review this with whoever, if you're in a situation, you need to find out, okay, am I covered just for liability? What happens if my car is totaled? Am I going to be covered? Yeah, so that in some cases, it may just be for liability. Also, another consideration is, we had this happen years ago, if you go down to the race day in Atlanta or go to some sort of off-road course, then if you total your car in this situation, so we had this happen years ago where this guy went to some kind of off-road.
It was a gift. It was some type of gift, I think it was, like a Christmas gift or birthday gift or some of that.
Well, he sunk his truck up into some kind of mud or something else. I mean, he ended up.
You can buy, actually, like somebody a gift to go down and race their car. That's great to have, and it's fun, but just make sure you're covered properly before you do something.
You have no insurance.
Right.
Because racing or participating in a event like that paying for a fee, you just lost your insurance company. Mm-hmm. And there is, or insurance coverage, I should say, there is a coverage you can buy for a one-day policy for these kinds of things.
Yes.
And so this customer was extremely upset when he found out that his truck had no coverage and he had run it off into some sort of mud. I don't know what it was, but it was sunk up to the above the doors, I think, in mud, and there was no coverage for his vehicle, and it was a denied claim, and he was on his own. So you've got to be careful about how you're using your car. So if we had the example of the delivery, you know, pizza delivery person, we called another one just last month where we found out that the car was titled in a different state. And I don't know how in the world it got a tag in this state, because if you're in North Carolina or Georgia, if you have a tag, your insurance policy has got to be written in the same state as the vehicle's title. Well, actually, it's titled and tagged. So if you have a North Carolina tag, you've got to have North Carolina liability insurance. And we've caught one that was out of state. It was tagged somewhere else. And we had to advise the customer that you don't need to have North Carolina insurance. In this case here, you'd have Texas insurance, because it was actually titled in Texas and it was garaged there. And I was very concerned that if there had been a claim to arise, that the insurance company would come back and say, hey, we're insuring a North Carolina vehicle garaged North Carolina, and we're going to deny a claim, you know, if it was in the state of Texas in this case. So we had to we averted that situation by him getting a policy in Texas, even though he had a Texas acknowledged he had a tag that was active and he had North Carolina insurance, they still renewed his tag.
And of course, when we quote people, we ask where you're going to have it tagged and titled or where it's going to be garaged. That's really important information that you need to let your agent know so they can write it properly.
We have a huge Florida clientele.
Yes.
That, you know, if you have a vehicle that's titled in Florida but garaged North Carolina, that's something you need to address with your agent. I mean, we would probably recommend having it tagged where the garaging address is going to be.
Right.
And that way, I think it would be less cumbersome if there was a claim. All right, so it's been 4 years. This is our four-year anniversary show, and we appreciate everybody listening, and we hope we helped somebody somewhere, and we appreciate our listeners and the opportunity to do this very much. Again, my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore, and we are signing out for a show this week on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.